Welcome to MetLife Stadium here in New Jersey, everyone. It's been two long weeks leading up here to Super Bowl 48. Finally able to bring you Broncos TV pregame show with Gray, with Andrew. I'm Chris, and this is it, guys. They talk all year long about earning the opportunity to play in this game, Super Bowl 48 against the Seattle Seahawks. It's been incredible. We've been here for 7 days already. It feels like it went by just like that, like people told us that it would. Players, great. Now you can get the sense they're ready to finally get this game going.
Well, they heard all last week that it's going to be an event when you get to the Super Bowl, and you have to be able to keep it all in perspective and stay focused on your job. I mean, from every single media availability was on a boat outside of the hotel to hundreds of media to media day, a guy's dressed as Where's Waldo. It's been a crazy week, but you could tell from the very start. I talked to Julius Thomas early in the week, said, you excited to get back on the practice field and get to work? And he said, we've never stopped working. That focus has been there all week long, and you could feel it all week, and you can definitely feel it today.
The matchups over the course of the last 2 weeks have been torn down to the foundation, Andrew. Pretty much everything that analysts can look at. Best offense of all time against a very strong Seattle defense. What will give? What will determine who wins this game today?
Well, I think it's going to be how physical the Seattle cornerbacks can be and whether they can knock Denver's receivers off their routes. I mean, we're going to see them try to do a lot of juking at the line of scrimmage. They're going to try to make sure the Broncos' timing is disrupted. But a couple of things could change that. Number one, if you see a couple of those little pick plays that we see that work so well for the Broncos, if that happens, that could force them back. And another thing to watch, what if there's an early illegal contact or a pass interference call? That's the kind of thing that could cause the Seahawks to change the way they play defense, and that might free up the Broncos' offense quite a bit. And then another thing in the passing game, on the other side, when the Seahawks have the ball, watch for Russell Wilson getting out of the pocket. Watch for the cornerbacks and whether they can keep up with their receivers for 7, 8, 9 seconds, and whether the Broncos can make a play in that kind of situation and prevent an explosive play that would get the Seahawks going. Those things are what I'm going to be paying attention to.
10 years after he went for the first time, Coach Fox is back to finish out a season with the league's last game. Peyton Manning's been to two of these, 1-1. He's looking for a second. And, of course, Champ Bailey finally getting a chance to play in this ballgame. The storylines are many here at MetLife Stadium, and we're going to be here pregame, during the game, after the game, like we've done all season long, keeping you guys updated with what's happening here at Super Bowl 48. Remember, kickoff at 4:30 Mountain Time for Andrew. For Gray, thanks so much for joining us all year long. We're going to stop talking and enjoy the game.